Well, that's a very long story, but I guess the short answer is that I have been working with the Vincentians for a very long time. I was then invited by Father Michael McCullough throughout my time in the DePaul Trust, which is a homeless charity where I was then working, to visit Ethiopia and to see some of the development projects there. And while I was there, I think I guess I had a very spiritual and perhaps life-changing experience, was particularly deeply impacted on by the poverty that I saw there, but also the sense of community that was there as well. And when I came back, I felt I really wanted to do something different, something that would be able to support the work of the Vincentian lay missionaries further. So then together with a friend of mine, really, that's how the idea of She Can Cheerful came about. Mm. We met for dinner one evening and were really kind of brainstorming to see, well, you know, what can we really do? What can we do together to make a change and to raise vital funds, but also to set up something that will be part of the community? And that's how the concept of She Can Cheerful was born.
Mm. Now, you say you had this life-changing experience while you were in Ethiopia, and when you came back, you saw things differently. What particularly struck you?
I think, you know, we're all very aware of the poverty in Ireland, but the poverty in Ethiopia is so very different. Whereas it's a very small percentage of people who live in poverty in Ireland. In Ethiopia, it is the majority, you know, of people who really live in situations of a very abject poverty, who live on less than $2 a day. And that was just a very profound experience to actually see that. But it was also, on the one hand, people have nothing, but yet on the other hand, there is this amazing sense of community where people are so so caring and so much more proud of their faith. And there is a real sense of community in Ethiopia that I think maybe in Ireland that we've lost. And so that was really the kind of the main difference that I saw, that, and yeah, that I was just really just, yeah, impacted upon through yeah, people's experience of very severe poverty, of having nothing and being very sick, but yet really being a very happy community because of their profound faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm. So when you came back then, and you met up with your friend, and you did the idea of the shop, was that your first idea?
Well, we've been involved in fundraising for both of the charities, both the Vincentian Lay Missionaries and my friend's charity, Love Shack Kenya, for a long time. And we did lots of things, pub quizzes, race nights, you know, sale of works, all of those things. And really, She Can Cheerful was just, and that they, all of those things were fine, but they're quite energy intensive, and quite sporadic, and you know, you do them when you have the time. And we really wanted to do something that would provide a sustainable income. And so She Can Cheerful was just something that we felt that we could both manage ourselves, that we could do it on a volunteer basis, and that it would be one of those ideas that, you know, we could probably, you know, manage ourselves. So that's really where the idea of She Can Cheerful came about, you know.
Well, that's a very big commitment really for you both to be volunteers, because, yes, I mean, obviously you have to live as well.
Yeah, it is. And we both work part-time, and then we spend our other hours living day and night in the shop. Yeah, so, you know, people, I think, don't realise how little we really need to live. I think, you know, we kind of get caught up in this consumer lifestyle, and really, you know, you don't actually need that much. So we cover our bills and then, you know, we're fine.
Yeah. And so do you think now in the new year, we're now in 2009 and we're still in a downturn in the economy, do you think that actually will encourage people to go to shops like yours?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think 2009 is going to be a very difficult year for lots of people. But it's also a very difficult year for charities, because it makes fundraising even more difficult. And I do think charity shops are a great opportunity for people to both not spend as much money, but also to really help and support all of the different charities that are out there working and that do have charity shops. Mm. And not only is it about supporting the charities, but by shopping in charity shops, you know, you're also promoting recycling, so you're, you know, less damaging on the environment as well. So there's so many benefits to charity shopping, you know, that people, you know, don't really think about. So yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely lots of bargains to be had, and it's also, you know, a really positive thing and a way that you can support the charities who really desperately need your help.
Mm. Now, you also have a social inclusion policy.
Yes, we do. Our charity shop is, it's a shop, but we try to make it much more than that, because Sam and I strongly feel that, you know, that we wanted the shop to be a community space and an open and a welcoming space for everybody, no matter what their background. So yes, the shop is completely volunteer led, and we also have a social inclusion volunteer program where we support volunteers with additional support needs. So at the moment we have people working with us who would have addiction issues, who would have a history of homelessness, and who also would have mental health issues, or who would have intellectual disabilities. And they're welcomed, and they play as much of an important role as we do in the shop, because everybody, you know, has a part to play, and there's always a job for somebody to do, you know.
And your message for 2009?
Really, please go and support your local charity shops. Not only will you be saving yourself some money, which is always good in these recessionary times, but it also means that you're providing vital support to charities who desperately need your help.